that we have more to be thankful for than CITR 101.
Error.
104.
101.9 FM. There you go, Nimrod.
What did I say?
I don't know, but
oh, yeah. So you're giving me a reality check just before we're going.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm trying to get our podcast set up here, and as usual, every time, you know, I've got it says error, invalid AMPN designator.
Well, maybe you're going to have to call some very important people in very high places.
Lydia!
Lydia's here. Yep. We are, of course, doing a drive as regular listeners to CITR, whichever program or all programs know, and we'll get into that in a minute. I think it's time to introduce ourselves. Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a young man of ill wealth and no taste. And my name is Nimrod, and my dad was a famous broadcaster, well, an infamous broadcaster. And I am going to the film festival, so everything is cinematic in my eyes and my ears, and we'll make references to a lot of stuff because it is a big event. There's only two things. You're laughing at me?
No, I would never laugh at you, Nimrod.
There's only two things that really matter, and that is movies and music. Let us now supply the music.
Here it comes.
Oh, by the way, the name of the radio show is...
Radio Radio.
And it's for real. We're here, and we're live. And we want your money.
Stay out super late tonight. Picking apples, making pies. Put a little something in our lemonade and take it with us, we'll laugh away in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire. Tiptoe through our shiny city with our diamond slippers on. Do our gay ballet and dance. Bluebirds on our shoulders. We're half awake in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire.
Half awake in the fake empire, and it's kind of creeping that sort of How can you describe it? I suppose that amnesia is starting to filter in through the 49th parallel. Well, I mean, take a look. Stephen, you've got Harpo in Ottawa. Oh. You've got Gordo in Victoria.
Silly Sam in Vancouver.
Oh, man. You know, is this what we're saddled to? Do we have to give thanks for that?
No.
I don't think so.
No, thanks.
But we give thanks to the National, who were here last week with St. Vincent, who left a note with me for you for a little bit later on in the show. She's a big fan of yours. I didn't know that she knew you.
Oh.
I have no idea, but she said, just give this. You worked with Long John Tanner. I went backstage, and she said, yeah, just give him this note because I wrote a song for him, and he doesn't know that. And I said, yeah, that'll be cool. The National were great, and so was St. Vincent. And the interesting thing about that concert for a fest goer like myself, and by the way, I have a full series pass, by the way, Long John.
I am very impressed, Nimrod. Very impressed there, yes. Yeah,
I go with my dad. We try and sit apart. You know, we get aisle seats. We're the aisle fascists. You know, we grab those seats because they say pass holders in. It's the only way to do it, but you can't see everything. But averaging about 3 movies a day or so. And I think I saw your lovely wife, Fran, dance at one film, probably a French film.
Yes, she saw you, too.
Did she?
She remembers seeing you, yes.
Oh,
yes.
No. Okay, well, I saw her, and she had a box of Kleenex with her, so she was probably seeing some very sad films.
Yeah.
It is, again, although there's some cheer here and there, it is the festival of despair and all of that, but we like that. Fake Empire from the National, and now the Battle of Seattle in Seattle was much better than was anticipated, whatever was anticipated. And it was shot here and bits and pieces in Seattle. Stuart Townsend, of course, his girlfriend is Charlize Theron, and through her name got that movie made because nobody in Hollywood land would touch it. You know, subject matter being what it is, the battle in Seattle, of course, the World Trade Organization, that's a long time ago now when you think about it, you know, many years. And it pulls no punches. And so with Charlize on board, she was able to bring in the likes of Ray Liotta and Woody Harrelson and many other fine actors. And even Vancouver's own Joshua Jackson, but I couldn't recognize him at all in the film. The interesting thing for me about the movie, but it was probably wasted, I mean, I don't think anybody else knew, you know, that I was going to see the National that night, and that was the early show playing at the Ridge Theater, The Battle in Seattle. What song played as the bits and pieces, but at the very end, you know, when the credits come up, what song was over that? The one we just played. And so there I was in the Commodore Ballroom. I was going to ask Mr. Townsend if he'd like to join me down there. You know, I've got cachet. I can get him in. And because it was really interesting. I said, the National, man, they're playing tonight. He said, yeah, no, I love them. He's Irish. And I said, are you going? And he But, you know, there's just all his handlers and people around him. Anyway, interesting little story, you know, tying in the film festival, the band, the music, CITR 101.9. We are on a drive. We are on a drive, baby. Tell them more about it.
Well, the drive is to raise money for this radio station because, you know, we got a lot of faulty equipment down here. You've heard us cussing about CD players and turntables and problems, and you're probably sick and tired of it, but we're looking for your pennies, your nickels, your dimes, your dollars. And all you have to do is call this number to pledge. And if it's not our phone, not our show you're pledging for, it could be another show. It could be, you know, any show that you listen to here on this radio station.
Because we know that we're not going to get any pledges. Everybody's out there turking themselves to death. But if you are around there and you do care about what you hear on CITR, give it any program, whether you like the jazz show, whether you like... And some people like a variety, you know, because that's what this station is really all about.
Right.
I mean, you can hear anything on here.
That's right.
And you can even pledge for Nardwar if you want.
That's
you
right.
Know? I mean, like,
yeah,
he needs that.
He needs it, yes.
The star, you know.
Well, here's the pledge number if you'd like to pledge money. And minimum $25 gets you some... some good prizes we'll tell you about. Now we got to get into some music here, otherwise they're going to accuse us of being a talk show. But here's the number to call, 822-68648.
Lydia is standing by.
She is, 822-8648. Oh, don't forget the 604. I forgot. Okay, 604-822-8648 for the CITR Pledge Drive.
Please, we need your money. Good cause.
Broken Social Scene have a brand new CD.
Well, it's not exactly
Broken Social. It's actually Kevin Drew, and they present Kevin Drew.
So he's got a lot of people that he works with
in Spirit or something, or Spirit If. There you are. And Safety Bricks from Kevin Drew and Broken Social Scene. Okay, well, we're looking for new technical equipment. We're looking for a new production studio, and that's why we're asking for your pledges here today and for the next week or so at CITR.
A chair and a walker for you would help.
That's true.
Also,
yes.
a new little piss pail so you don't have to make it down the washroom in time. This is for our senior staffers. There's you and, of course, Mr. Jazz, Gavin Walker. And,
yeah.
I don't know how old Hans is with that.
Hans Klaus.
Yeah. But I saw him one time, and he could use some help. financial backing would be much appreciated. He could afford maybe some, oh, I don't know, maybe a pedicure or something like that, because I noticed his nails when he was in here a couple of months back when Randy Rampage was here was pretty, well, disgusting. It's Thanksgiving, and we're here. We're working because we want to. We turn down lots of turkey dinners. You turn down Fran's mother's. I turned down. My dad had some friends, and they invited, but he didn't even go, and so I decided not to, and I thought, no, because we've got a show to do. Man, we've got to be here, and we are. Thanksgiving, we do give thanks, however, because it is a holiday. We give thanks for that. No school, we give thanks for that. No work, we give thanks for that. Bad bus service, we don't give thanks for. You can smell and savor the culinary indulgences emanating from thousands of stoves all over the Lower Mainland, especially out here in the Tony West Side, where many of the locals like to point out that their turkeys that they're serving tonight, or maybe last night, are indeed free range. Long John, are we impressed? I should say so. I love the smell of burning fowl at sunset. if you're fortunate enough to indulge in the fowl feast, spare a thought, please, to what these beautiful, misunderstood creatures had to suffer through to get from the concentration farms to your oven, if you know what I mean. Please, if you must devour the former living creature, please, we beg you, in the name of humanity, decency, and nutritional and health concerns, that the big bird is dead before committing it to your ovens. Remember, baste it, stuff it, then cook it, and if it moves, hit it.
Hit it.
Hit this number, 822-8648 or 822-1242 for your pledges for CITR. It was called Son of Night Dreams. Now it's called Radio Radio here at CITR.
Name of the program, Long John Tanner is speaking right now. Let's listen.
And that's the voice of Nimrod, Junior Nimrod, son of legendary, semi-legendary broadcaster J.B. Shane.
He's at the movies right now. God knows what he's seeing.
I wonder what movie he's seeing right now.
I could tell you with the program, but we'll get into that a little bit later on.
Sure.
This program is made possible, however, with the good graces and grants from the B.C. Turkey Marketing Board, the Vancouver International Film Festival, and the Association for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
And we are giving thanks on this Monday, the 8th of October. In case you're wondering and you're trying to find a phone booth to phone us to get your pledges in now, because I know you'd like to get your name in there and win some of the great prizes you've heard about. We're trying to raise $20,000 here to get more equipment in the studio.
I have seen. Lydia took me on a tour of the prize area, and man, you know, I'm going to pledge because I want some of those things.
You do?
Okay, oh, yeah.
Well, Lydia's taking the phones right now. So if you're looking for a phone booth to call us at either of our numbers, 822-8648 or 822-1242.
Phone booth?
Looking for a phone booth? Well, apparently pay phones will never completely disappear, because I know you were worried about that back on the show, Nimrod.
Yeah, yeah.
But BCTEL TELUS actually has confirmed that their numbers are shrinking due to the popularity of personal cell phones, but they will never personally disappear. That's what they say.
That's a wonderful thing.
Yes.
And we give thanks to TELUS for that, because
that's true.
God knows, trying to find a telephone booth is one thing, but trying to find it one that works is
another thing. Yes. Now, in the past 8 years, apparently the number of phone booths has gone from 37,000 in the province to 25,000. So it has dropped.
Now, that's not working or non-working. That's just an overall.
That's right. True. But if you are trying to call us on your cell phone, don't hold that cell phone up to your head too long, because now the latest, we've talked about this before, TELUS wants you to use a cell phone so you're not using the payphones. But now, of course, we found out that using a cell phone for more than a decade can double the risk of some types of brain tumors. So whether TELUS wants us to get brain tumors or whether they just want to sell us cell phones, I don't know what the problem is.
You know how many people, and you know this, taking the bus out to UBC and back, how many
right.
people are using cell phones, talking to people? That's cool. That's cool. But I want to do something. I want to do a little theater piece whereby everybody who is on the bus, even without, like you and myself, without a cell phone, is talking simultaneously, so that when you hear somebody who's on the sitting behind you, innocently enough, and sometimes they talk very quietly, but
right.
sometimes it's like, I'm at UBC right now. I should be at Broadway and McDonald in about 10 minutes or so. I'll meet you at... You know, and so you can hear it all up and down the corridor of the bus.
Right.
Then I would like to have everybody start talking at the same time, as if, you know, like a one-sided conversation with a non-existent cell phone. That would be interesting.
That would be.
That would be. Interesting.
It would be.
CITR 101.9, your pledges. We want them. We need them. Because we love you, and we want to share all the good stuff we have with you.
My confusion corner computers are cursing the cold away. As December tries to dissemble the length of their working day. And they bite their mitts off to show me transfers, deposit change. And I can't stop finding your face in their faces all rearranged. Calculate
They're from Winnipeg, the Weakerthans, and that's called Civil Twilight. Civil Twilight is a little different from Astronomical Twilight, but...
How so?
Something to do with the sun and the earth, and I really don't know.
Why did you bring it up, man?
I just thought I'd mention that there is a difference between Civil and Astronomical Twilight, but I'm not sure. I should know, you know, I should, but I don't know everything
about
what's in the sky.
Don't put yourself down.
Especially when it comes to technical stuff like that. I'm more as, hey, look, there's Jupiter over there in the southwest. God, look at it. Oh, geez.
I saved this from last week, or did you want to say something else?
Oh, I'm just going to mention sunset tonight is at 7:22, which is shortly before we get off the air. So if you're wondering, no, that was sunrise. I'm sorry.
Sunrise
was 7:22. I can't even read here. God.
Well, sometimes it's difficult to know, depending on your lifestyle, which is sunrise and which is sunset.
In fact, sunset is coming up in the next 7 minutes, 6:37.
Soon, it will be dark.
That's right.
It will be dark. Now, she gave me a note backstage
when
Southern National and St. Vincent opening up. Annie Clark, and she said, where's Tanner? And I said, he's probably sleeping at home. You know, after 10 o'clock at night, he's not good for anything. but I'm here, and I'm excited to be here. And she passed me a little note, and
Do you want to read it?
Yeah, it just says, John Tanner, big fan, have listened to you before many times. I know that you're on UBC Radio CITR. And I just wanted to let you know that this song I wrote for you, and I was hoping that you'd be here so I could tell you in person, and hope you enjoy it. And it's off my latest album. And thank you, CITR, and Long John Tanner on Radio for playing the song. So this is from Annie Clark, specifically written for you.
Marry me, John, marry me, John, I'll be so good to you. I'm gone. Marry me, John. Marry me, John. I'll be so sweet to you. You won't realize I'm gone. You won't realize I'm gone. Many people wanna make fun and make love, make friends, make peace with death. Most mainly wanna win the game they came to win. They want to come out ahead. But you, you're a rock with a heart like a socket I can plug into at will. And will you guess when I come around next? I hope your open sign is blinking still. So marry me, John. Marry me, John, I'll be so good to you. You won't realize I'm gone. Marry me, John. Marry me, John, I'll be so good to you. You won't realize I'm gone. You won't realize I've gone. Fickle as a paper doll, being kicked by the wind. When I touch down again, I'll be in someone else's arms. Oh, John. You won't
John, marry me, John, I'll be so good to you. You won't realize I've gone. 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 You won't realize I've gone.
You're crying, or you got. I mean, you're obviously affected by the song that Annie Clark, aka St. Vincent, wrote for you off her latest album.
Wow.
And I'm pleased. I don't know her personally. She seems to know you from somewhere. You can't recall.
Oh,
memory. I know memory as you get older, just a little bit, but. It's nice to think that somebody would actually write a song for you, somebody that doesn't really know you, but perhaps has listened to you, you know, over the years from wherever in the state she was. I think she's lived in many different places, and somehow she knew who you were, and she said, like, I got to write a song for him, and that was it. And
what a great Canadian Thanksgiving gift.
Well, she's not Canadian.
No, but...
No. But it is the Canadian Thanksgiving
today.
Yes,
that's
right.
What I mean. Yeah.
Oh, okay, right. And hopefully Fran is not listening to the show.
She never does.
No, she's in the movies right now, ensconced in some documentary about maybe dust or dirt or something.
Ooh, that sounds intriguing.
Yeah, do you do a lot of cleaning this time of year?
I was vacuuming today.
Yeah, well, maybe you shouldn't. Well, no, at your age, you should.
I've got a brand new vacuum cleaner.
What kind have you got?
It's a French one, Emile.
They're great.
Oh, they're so light and quiet.
Do you get all that? Every little area there, and you know,
crevice tool holders,
and all the dust mites get eaten up by it and get sucked in.
Yep.
Right. Well, you know, the thing is, Long John, I got to tell you, and this is from a study. We have lots of studies on this show.
Oh, yeah.
that when it comes to dust and dirt. They suggest that you do not clean as much as you... Well, especially if you have kids. You don't now. They're grown up, and look at them.
aren't they cute?
But Allergy Magazine has...
Little Momo.
Allergy Magazine has confirmed scientific findings. Are you ready? Dirt and dust can be good. According to the study, early life exposure to indoor fungal molecules, that would be in carpets, floors, can build strong immune systems and protect against development of allergies later in life. So if you keep your home too clean, you don't provide the microbial components to stimulate the immune system. You got me so far?
You don't say.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I am saying. The study is the first to make the link between early life mold exposure and a stronger immune system, which might, I don't know if, did you get microbial components early on in life? Or mold exposure? Do you remember that when you were young? Did you think about that now?
We lived near a pig farm.
Okay. Well, I don't think that would really qualify. But the study is the first to make the link between early life mold exposure and stronger immune system. That's sweet. But this is mainly about children, Long John, and audience out there listening to Radio on CITR, where we want your pledges now. Whether this is really about kids, because whether you'll be susceptible to allergies later in life depends on the immune development during pregnancy and then in the first 3 to 4 years of your life. So if you're having a kid out there, don't sweep, don't dust, don't worry. Be dirty, embrace the dust, embrace the dirt. It's cool. It's all about dirt. Dirt is okay.
We like it.
We need it. I feel dirty.
Picking up pieces of information. In the rain, those uptown ladies with their uptown coats come down here to get laid. It's a boring macho trip. The Dakota, you're 28 years old and your face has been lifted, but you still look so much older. Your bed is soiled, your linen is drab, you got the crabs. The things I sell you, your credit cards, I love you for it. I love you for it. Sell your sugar. I'm a humanitarian. I give it all to myself. That way you're clean. Stay out of debt. And psychologically, you know, hey, psychologically, it's better that I think that I'm dirt. Psychologically, it's better that I think that I'm dirt. Don't you know it's better that I think that I'm dirt? Hey, don't you like to have some dirt? That's all it's worth, it's just dirt.
Well, there he is. Here's Old Lou, and off expanded re-release reissue of Coney Island Baby, Dirt, Downtown Dirt. There was a song called Dirt on Street Hassle. This is kind of a variation on that. Celebration of dirt, downtown dirt, nothing but dirt, the stench. Ah, breathe it in. But it's so funny, man. Like, during the film festival last week, didn't go to it, but there's a movie called Dust. It's a documentary. I think it's from Austria, but I'm not sure. And there was a young lady who was a pass holder who got her tickets, because you got to get them in advance, the tickets to get you in, you know. And she came running down the line to get into the pass holder's lineup, and she was holding two tickets in her hand. And I swear she said, and she looked like she was excited, and she said, "I got them. I got two tickets to see a movie about dust." I hope she enjoyed it, because we had heard there were a lot of walkouts on that one.
Okay.
You know, I think it's probably because a lot of people felt kind of, I don't know, maybe I should go home and dust, but I want to go to more movies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So there's a little song about dirt and dust. And well, welcome back, Michael. It's been a while, man.
Yeah. Hello, Nimrod. And hello, John, wherever you might be lurking.
Oh, he's lurking.
Yes, here we are.
He's turkey it's lurking.
Yes. Michael Strainick is back with us. And if anyone here listening to this radio program, Radio on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, if you have seen a UFO or you want to see a UFO or believe in the subjects, or maybe you're just not even sure, you're sitting on the fence, well, check this out. We've got a report now from the world's foremost authority on the subject, Michael Strainick here in Vancouver.
Michael,
you there?
That's your cue.
That's you. Excuse me.
That's rude. Turn off your microphone. Okay.
It was that stuffing, man.
Yeah, too much stuffing. All right. So, Michael, what have you heard?
Well,
or seen? Yes.
Well, I would suggest first of all that the Audio Radiance get maybe a crayon and an old bag or a pencil and paper. I got a few things you can write down in a bit.
Okay,
do that now.
And we'll start off with Chicago again. Now, you'll all remember, I hope, the major sighting over O'Hare Airport there back in November of 06. Well, this one happened at Chicago's Midway Airport. This just came in, so it's pretty sketchy. And I did some cross-checking, and exactly a week earlier, 30 to 40 bright lights were seen near Chicago's Midway Airport by seven different witnesses in different locations, which is always a good sign. Now, this is a little difficult because people reporting often use terms to describe something they've never seen before. Now, he uses the word contrail, and that, I think, is referring to a more nebulous kind of thing. And he refers to a disc orb, which I assume is a little bit more solid-looking. Anyway, the witness was stuck in a traffic jam by the airport, and he was watching, as usual, the air traffic, when he spotted a golden red contrail like a ball of light with fire inside. The contrail was short and vertical and only about 200 feet above the southbound traffic lane, which was also bumper to bumper. He then saw a flash of silver light about a half mile in distance. It was a whitish orb about 300 feet altitude. When he looked to the contrail, it had changed into a rocket-like white-blue contrail with a small black ball on top. As I drove, the disc orb reappeared on the southbound side, hovering near the original contrail. Again, this is right over the traffic. Commercial aircraft flew right over the two objects in total, and the size of the unknowns were roughly the size of four of those extra-large workout exercise balls. After 2 minutes, the disc orb simply vanished into thin air, and as he drove under the contrail, he could almost reach out and touch it. When he reached his exit, he could again see the disc orb hovering over nearby railroad tracks very low. And that's something we've learned. UFOs seem to like railroad tracks. Now, O'Hare Airport, the biggie. Lots of new information. Researcher Bill Puckett has updated the November 7, 2006 sighting, confirming many lies and with new and more detailed info. Now, on his site is available a PDF file of the FAA tower logs revealing that United Airlines did, in fact, report the flying disc to the FAA. And the FAA denied that for weeks and weeks and weeks. There are four MP3s, all fairly short, between 1 minute and 5 minutes, of tower communications, much of which was previously denied, meaning denied access and denied information. The discovery that the cloud layer was 7,000 feet thick, yet when the disc left, it blew a hole right through the entire thing. There are maps of radar echoes during the event. There were no radar echoes before or after. And there is some weather data, Doppler radar, using three different sets of data. Now, O'Hare Airport is spelled capital O apostrophe capital H-A-R-E. And like I said, this came in too, so I haven't had a time to check. It's a little hard to navigate, but you will find all this at http://UFOSNW/. That's for UFOs Northwest. And that really should be interesting. Now, we were going to discuss the Haiti video, as you suggested.
That's right.
But it occurred to me that if people haven't seen the video, those points may not be all that meaningful.
That's true.
So there are several versions. Just Google up Haiti video. And I know there are at least three versions on YouTube, which is getting to be one of the most popular sites on the Internet. And we will get into the Mars bit we discussed when that gets a little bit more cleared up. It's pretty confusing as is.
That's right, with the caves.
Hopefully, in 2 weeks, you're going to hear some audio of real UFOs. And that is unusual because of all the thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of photographs, there are fewer than 12 audio recordings of UFOs. And I also have a bunch of sounds recorded in crop circles, which are also extremely interesting. So,
excellent.
Hopefully we shall get that up and ready for next time.
Sounds good. Okay, so the audience has a little homework to do right now. They have to go and Google Haiti UFOs and see those pictures on YouTube. And then they can be ready for 2 weeks' time. So thank you, Michael Strainick.
My pleasure as always.
And we'll talk to you in 2 weeks' time.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Keep your eye on the sky. You
Bye,
never
Michael.
Know. And now, musically, the new Pornographers.
I took a plane, I took a train.
Oh, who cares? You always end up in the city.
I set the car, look up for one.
See just how the sun sets in the sky.
I said to John, do you think the girls here
ever wonder how they got so pretty?
Oh, well, I do.
Look out upon the Marriott Harbor.
Other boys with their homemade microphones
have very interesting sounds.
Other girls fall into ruin, dropping out of school, breaking daddy's heart.
Just to hang around.
I walked into the local record store and asked for an American music anthology. It sounds fun.
They tore off my skirt and stuck it on the walls at PS1.
The New Pornographers from their latest CD here at CITR called Challengers, and that song was called Myriad Harbor. Now, I thought I heard Dan Bejar's voice in there, but
you
I don't
probably
think
probably did.
Well, yeah, he wasn't supposed to be on that track, but I'm sure I heard him in there. But
it doesn't,
doesn't mean
to say that he won't, you know, sneak his way in.
Yeah, he probably did.
Have they played already here at the Commodore? Or
they played last Friday, I believe.
No reviews anywhere. I couldn't find one review. You know, you look into Georgia Strait thinking that maybe they'll review that, but they spend like a whole time on something, you know, like. And there was no reviews for the National, you know. So.
Well, check Discorder magazine.
Discorder is where you want to go to find out the real deal.
That's right. And as you know, we are doing a pledge drive here at CITR for the next week or so. And on this program, we do invite you to call in and make your pledges. And the reason why we're doing this is to get more equipment down here at the radio station, not to pay us, because we do this all out of the goodness of our hearts. And I tell you, it's a challenge to get down here, find parking, and then get to podcast going and actually do the show.
It's not that rough. Come on, you're just getting old. That's all.
Okay, well, anyway, we're looking for donors and lots of great prizes, but we'll talk about that in a bit. But back to you, Nimrod.
Well, I just want to ask you, you know, we're in Film Fest mode. Everything in my world right now is cinematic, you know. And I wanted to ask you if I know, because Fran, your other half, has gone to, you know, she loves films and she's got herself a little pass and is going around to, you know, lots of interesting films. We haven't touched bases yet, but I usually see the darker ones and she sees the lighter ones. But I recommended something to you, and I wanted to know if you took advantage of that, of a film during the film festival.
You did. You recommended a film to me, actually, called Shadow of the Moon. And
right.
We went to that a couple of weeks ago, I believe it was.
Yeah.
It was the first Sunday of the film festival, anyway.
Yeah.
And, whoa, I was blown away. I went through a number of Kleenex myself in that one. It was very emotional. I mean, I get emotionally involved in movies, and this one really caught me up because, you know.
I remember, you know, my dad keeps talking about you weeping through. Star Wars, you know, years ago. But, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no. You know, when it's a topic that I'm really into and I get emotionally involved, I mean, that's what is the fun of going to a movie. I mean, your dad, you know, that's why he's out there going to all these movies, because it's an emotional experience. The lights go down and you're transported. So here we are, 10 astronauts who've walked out of the 12 who've been on the moon. Here's 10 of the astronauts talking to you. It's talking heads, but it's the footage, the visuals, and just what
they
have
to
say.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just so beautifully done. It's captivating, because you'll find out about the first trips to the moon and what it was like and the experiences and what the people were like. And
well, it's playing a regular run, I think, next week.
It is. It's in regular theaters starting up now.
Yeah, so you might want to catch that, those of you who, like John, have their head in the stars most of the time. Most of the time. What's happening out there in the sky?
Well, it's dark now, and if you're looking off to the southwestern sky, there's Jupiter. I think if we can see it through the haze.
Yeah,
it's very low in the southwestern sky, but if you have binoculars, you can actually see the moons. And Mars rises at 11 o'clock now in the northeastern sky.
Just
so look to the northeast.
Down, 11 o'clock.
You got that?
That's 11 a.m.?
P.m.
P.m., right.
Yes,
okay.
11 p.m. Mars, northeastern sky, very orangey-reddish.
Orange-reddish, okay.
Love those stars.
It's not a really unclear night tonight. You
not
could
at all.
Probably see quite a few stars.
Wandering
out there.
Stars. Yes.
Yeah.
There's one.
Wow.
There's Vega right overhead.
Oh wow! Hi, Vega.
Mama, I saw the stars tonight. Orion, the plow. Cannot recall where I drove, an empty lane, the lonely road home. I saw my star tonight. Mama, the stars burn bright. And it came clear that the light years are here at last. At left, at right, the death, the life is all unseen. The pole, the scales, the dark, the light, mama, papa, voila. We'll be right back.
just for you. A song called Stars. And that's from Patrick Wolf, who will be here at the Plaza Club, wherein you'll find David Hawks. And that's, I think, on the 10th. I don't have the dates here with me in front of it. Try and maybe break away from the film festival for a couple hours, catch a set, because it's a good CD. He is slightly outrageous, which is good. But he writes great songs and apparently puts on quite a show.
Actually, Friday the 12th, he'll be playing at the Plaza.
Oh, Friday the 12th.
Friday the 12th.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, I got that from the centerfold of the Discorder magazine, which is free at your favorite record store, the October 2007 edition book.
I like what they're doing with the layout and the cover. I think it's a vast improvement. Yeah,
yes.
I really like that.
There's Nardwuar without a shirt on.
Ooh, oh, my God. You talk about a scary Halloween
issue. That is real. Hairy chest? My God, it's on his arms and everywhere. No, that can't be real.
Make a pledge, and if we get enough money, Nardwuar has said that on this show, he will allow himself to be shaven completely.
Wouldn't that be fun? Did he say that?
No.
Hey, Patrick Wolf mentioned Orion, too. Orion's up when about 2 or 3 in the morning. Okay, if you want to make a pledge to get Nardwuar to shave all that disgusting-looking black body hair off his skin.
It's time for a change, Nardy.
604-822-8648 or 604-822-1242. Those are the numbers to call for your pledges here.
Ratatatatatouille, ratatatata. You know that because of that movie Ratatouille, kids are now wanting rats as pets.
That's right.
Well, there's something going on that you should know about if you're listening, and you can catch us up there, CITR 101.9. Up there in the Shaughnessy, Carisdale area. We know we have a few listeners up there. And, hey, you in that area, you can afford a pledge. Come on. We've seen your places. We've seen your pools. Anyway, it's Ratatouille time in Carisdale, residents of that comfy, cozy, unaffordable to most of us area of Paradise Coast have reason to fear the plight of Rattus Norvegicus. Like rats are showing up in the toilets, seriously. The garbage strike and the Canada Line construction sites are causing the pesky critters to head west, little rat, in search of the best quality garbage and maybe a nice wash in your toilet, you folks up there, and that includes Shaughnessy as well. At least 10 reports of rats moving into the finest of residential properties. Rats can work the sewer pipes, no problem at all, and with displacement coming, colder weather and no home to call their own, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? They seek the warmth and nutritional discards of Carisdale and Shaughnessy, and the kitties love them, much to the dismay of mom and dad. Oh, no. Blame the success of animated kids' feature Ratatouille for endearing the rodents to the kids. Pest control tells us at CITR that those concerned about the toilet surprises use a 7-kilo weight on the lid of the toilet. That's with the toilet seat down.
Of course.
If that doesn't work, then, befriend the buggers for the sake of the children and get them their shots, and because we understand that rats can be wonderful pets. They're cool.
Up to my eyeballs, poison burned my throat. I said I'd keep on going, and everyone said don't. With my bony-chested T-shirt, some stolen guitar licks, navigating by dead reckoning, 1976. The mighty chains of darkness had me on the ropes. Everyone said quit now. That's when I found hope. So please don't tell Columbus, don't tell his queen to show that I can't be accurate compass. And I discovered America. Discovered America. guy in the five and dime store said it ain't anywhere around here. Take your business elsewhere, along with your mad idea. So I looked inside your closet at your broken TV set. Said that you were born here, but you hadn't found it yet. So please don't tell Columbus, don't tell his queen for sure. Columbus, don't tell his queen for sure, but I had the accurate compass, and I discovered America.
Say, can you see? By the Dons, that's not Dylan, that's not Springsteen.
No.
That's the strongest CD in years from a guy who has been very much overlooked, unfortunately. Shouldn't be, because being in the shadow back then of Elvis Costello and Joe Jackson. But Graham Parker, he just persevered, and he lives with his family in upstate New York and does a fair amount of touring, but hasn't been here for a long time. Great live performer. And he looks great. If you take a look at the in the jacket there, I was too young to remember that, but my dad told me all about him. And he's shorter than my dad. I mean, he's really a little guy, Graham Parker. And that's off his new CD. Called, the CD itself is called, you got the title right
Don't
there.
Don't Tell Columbus.
Don't Tell Columbus, yes. I Discovered America, the track. Lots of good tracks on there. We'll get to some more of that in times to come here on CITR 101.9. The show is Radio Radio, Long John Tanner, or Old Turkey Neck, as he's fondly referred to. Dark meat, white meat, doesn't matter. Remember, please, please, people, remember the source. It once lived and breathed. Smart Alex Karasu is coming up, and he's brought us some very strange turkey sushi roll with cranberry wasabi and stuffed tempura. Doesn't that sound great?
Ooh.
Thank you, Alex. He'll be here in a while. He's in the back there just rehearsing. And good boy. Is Lydia still here? She's still taking the play? Oh, she said she was taking off for dinner.
Yeah, I think she was a little hungry there, thinking about turkey. So she's gone. Yep.
I guess so.
Okay, well, speaking of Graham Parker, who just performed I Discovered America from a new CD, you may recall a guy by the name of Nick Lowe, because Nick Lowe actually produced Graham Parker along with Elvis Costello and the Pretenders.
Well, that was during the 80s. Did you say Elvis Costello and the Pretenders?
Those are
the Pretenders as well.
Those are three of the groups that he's produced albums for, right?
Right, okay, gotcha.
And that was back in the late 80s, early 90s. Now, of course, he's played with Rockpile with Dave Edmunds and Little Village with Ry Cooter and, of course, Brinsley Schwartz. And he has a new CD out called At My Age.
It's very good, but we couldn't find it here.
Yeah, well, it's probably in there, but, you know, I forgot to look it up. But we did want to mention Nick Lowe, because we'll get that on in 2 weeks' time. You know, you can only do so much when you're not being paid.
Oh, stop it!
And but he is playing a solo show at Richards on Wednesday of this week. So if you're a Nick Lowe fan, we highly recommend you get down to see him at Richards on Richards. And we'll talk more about Nick in a couple of weeks' time and play something from his new CD. CITR, yes, we have the most comprehensive varsity and high school sports coverage of any campus station. Did you know that? And we have been supporting and promoting UBC athletics and athletes in the Lower Mainland for almost 25 years. And we do live and remote broadcasts. Remote broadcasts costs money, as do the equipment. So we're looking for money. We're looking for $20,000, not from just one person, though. But
hey, that would be cool if somebody did come up with that, you know, maybe. Maybe Bruce Allen could phone in and donate the $20,000.
He could afford it.
Or what about Red?
Put your money where your mouth is, Bruce
what
Allen,
about,
and
hey,
make a donation.
What about Red? Your friend Red?
Robinson. No,
yeah.
I don't know.
I keep looking for, I have to tell you, even though I'm there for movies, I keep looking for the stars. And you've no doubt seen the stars on Smelly Granville Mall. We're talking about the sidewalk outside Orpheum.
Yes.
They used to call it Theater Row. Now it's just the Granville Empire 7. I didn't see anybody in particular, but your old mentor, and I heard about this, not seeing it, but Red Robinson, Vancouver's Dick Clark, has been spotted, according to a few festgoers who recognize him, who are old enough to recognize him, occasionally showing up to clean and scrub, personally, his star in the cement outside the Orpheum Theater. The man has pride.
Okay.
He also has another radio show on Queer FM, or is it at Queer? No, Clear FM, sorry.
Okay.
Queer FM would be CITR. Let's get that clear. He's got a theater named after him. And Long John, really, what do you have? What do you have? You've been in the business almost as long. I'll tell you what you have.
I have gratitude for being here alive on this beautiful planet Earth on this Giving Thanks Day.
You have dignity, you have peace of mind, you have respect, and you have some music.
The Hermit is here on Radio Radio. We'll be right back. here we are, just closing the door. It's getting noisy out there in the hall.
That's Alex. He's just getting warmed up out there.
Okay, that was The Hermit, and thank you, Hamish Thompson, for dropping that CD by for me when you were in there with the family at the Space Center last week. Hamish Thompson, John Fredrickson, and Dwayne Murin used to be with a band called Big Tall Garden. Know them from Coast 10 40 Days, and they've got a band called The Hermit. Been around for a few years now, and Allison Shevardnadze doing lead vocals there for the song Head Case from Hermit's latest called Turn Up the Stereo. Check them out live. And by the way, I reading unquoted what they said here in the paper, I couldn't believe it. But there she is, Pamela Anderson, and she said, "I paid off a poker debt with sexual favors, and I fell in love." It's so romantic.
Was it the Kid Rock or was
it? No, Pamela Anderson on meeting her latest beau, Rick Solomon, and they were married. They got married just the other day.
Isn't that beautiful?
And it all started with a poker debt.
And isn't it just like Hollywood?
It is, really, just like Hollywood.
Absolutely. Well, forget Hollywood. I mean, for now, into week two of the Vancouver International Film Festival. The final stretch till next Friday, and from all reports and observations, it's rated as, by longtime festgoers, as one of the best in years. Its attendance is up. For a fest that screens over 300 films, there are more hits this year than misses. Quite an achievement. Some attendees claim they've averaged 5 films a day, some 6. They show it. They look malnourished, pale, sore eyes, physical complaints, mainly sore backs and necks, bad sleep. But they're happy. And it's like that all that dark turkey, meat dressing, gravy, cranberry sauce, yams, sprouts, can't get enough. But some people have just forgotten that whole festivity and gone to the movies. Pass holder I am, as is my dad, always grabbing those coveted aisle seats before the masses get their opportunities. The passes have their privileges, but many of us are unjustly scorned by ticket holders. There go the assholders! There go the assholders! Just because we get in first. Well, week one highlights for this kid, Shotgun Stories. We haven't got time to go through all of this, but just give you some titles that knocked us off our ass, and you might like if you get a chance to see it. Most of these will not come back. Shotgun Stories, documentary for The Bible Tells Me So from Lebanon, Caramel. Two amazing must-see music films, Control, which is on a regular run, I think starting next week, all about Ian Curtis of Joy Division. Great, great piece of work by Anton Corbin. Scott Walker, 20th Century Man, get back to that in a moment. Mandabella and Alice's House from Brazil, Israel's Beaufort. John Pilger's The War on Democracy, South Korea's Secret Sunshine, Fuji and Blue from China documentary, two superb German films, The Counterfeiters and The Edge of Heaven. Battle in Seattle was a real surprise. It was Brian De Palma's Redacted, got quite a few walkouts, but many people did appreciate it, that an American, an established Hollywood director can make a statement like he has and in his own way. Tough British drama that is a must-see should it come back, London to Brighton. Paul Schrader's The Walker with Woody Harrelson. Ang Lee's Lust Caution. Reviews were less than ecstatic, but hey, it's Ang Lee, folks. Best film for me overall was the third feature from painter and former painter, New York art curator turned director, Julian Schnabel. The Diving Bell and the Butterfly from France, a tour de force of filmmaking. Hopefully a regular run is in the offing, but don't hold your breath on that. And, a little side bit of information. Immigration Canada really fucked up, as usual, denying visitation permits, to several feted Chinese directors on the grounds that they may stay. I mean, that's Immigration Canada. For music fans, we mentioned Control, and then there's that wonderful documentary on Scott Walker. Amazing stuff. You wouldn't believe the number of people in it. It will probably not come back on a regular run. You may have to wait for the DVD. Check the program out, see if it's on again, and go.
Go.
And here's Scott Walker to sing.
From Scott Four, this is a long time ago. But what a voice.
Anybody seen a night pass this way? I saw him playing chess with death yesterday. His crusade was a search for God, and they say it's been a long way to carry on. Anybody hear of plague in this town? The town I've left behind was burned to the ground. A young girl on a stake, her face framed in flames, cried, I'm not a witch, God knows my name. The night he watched with fear, he needed to know. He ran where he might feel God's breath. And in the misty church, he knelt to confess. The face within the booth was Mr. Death. My life's a vain pursuit of meaningless miles. Why can't God touch me with a sign? Perhaps there's no one there, answered the booth. And death hid within his cloak and smiled. This morning I played chess with death, said the knight. We played that he might grant me time. My bishop and my knights will shatter his flanks, and still I might feel God's heart in mine. And through confession's grill, death's laughter was heard. The knight cried, no, you've cheated me. But still I'll find a way, we'll meet once again, and once again continue to play. They met within the woods, the knight, his squire and friends, and death said, now the game shall end. The final move was made. The knight hung his head and said, you've won, I've nothing left to play. The minstrel, filled with visions, sang to his love. To look against the stormy sky, the knight, his squire and friends, their hands held as one, solemnly danced towards the dawn. His hourglass in his hand, his scythe by his side, the master death, he leads them on. The rain will wash away the tears from their faces, and as the thunder cracked, they were gone.
I'm Scott Walker from Scott Four. And what's that?
That's good.
That's good?
Why? Yeah, we just had a caller asking about the Scott Walker song, actually.
And, yeah, well, that goes back to, what, 1969? It's amazing. And this guy is like, you can't describe him easily, but he was a teen idol. He was, you know, he and the Walker Brothers, and they weren't really brothers, were like only number two to the Beatles for a while in England. They were that big.
That's right.
American-born, and Scott Engel. And it's a long story, but, you know, alcoholism played into it. He went and he dropped out of sight, and then he started doing very strange stuff. This was sort of like the beginning of that, and has made some albums that are, for a lot of people, I love them, but a lot of people just don't quite get it. Now, the documentary, for those who are just have a passing interest in Scott Walker, what this man was about, and what he's doing, and his whole creative just will find, and this is good news for you if you want to go. It's playing again October the 11th, which is Thursday coming up, GR6 at 4:15, Scott Walker, 30th Century Man. If you are in any way connected to creative endeavors, I love music, and are maybe even not cognizant of Scott Walker, who he was, what he does, but the whole creative process, this is a movie you must see. You won't believe the people in it. It's a wonderful documentary, and that is on 4:15 this Thursday. It is now just over 7:30. We've taken a little bit of your time.
Oh, that Alex
is here.
Johnson.
What? Have you seen any Japanese films at the festival? Have you gone?
Well, there was this movie called I Didn't Do It.
I
Just Didn't Do It.
Yeah, courtroom drama.
Yeah, it's talking about the Japanese justice system. It was very interesting. It gives.
Oh, you did see it?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I don't want to give out too much away.
No, but that's the director of Shall We Dance, which is probably the most successful Japanese film that played North America.
Yeah. And they also made a Hollywood version of Shall We Dance, but of course.
That's a whole... No. The original is
beautiful. The original is always better.
Of course. So you didn't get to see the one about the kids?
No, unfortunately, okay. I didn't. As always, there's a massive lineup of artists that like to watch some international films, and they always buy the tickets. Oh, God, how much time in advance.
Well, you should have been there, man. You should have been there.
I know. I should have. Yeah. Would have. Could have. But.
Well, it's not over yet. Good night, Long John. Long John has final words. Are you?
Well, then, thank you, Nimrod. And 2 weeks, we'll be back on the 22nd. Don't forget, you got till the 23rd to catch Bev Davies' photographs down at the Gem Gallery at 225 East Broadway, along with some other artists.
But dirty pictures.
Bev stuff, we know for sure. And thank God we don't have to take the bus home tonight, because after reading about bus accidents jumping 43%. You know, how many times you've been on the bus when they run the red light and honk the horn and talking on the cell phone? So we don't have to worry, because we got our car here tonight. Whew, thank God I don't have to take the bus.